is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, I'm Brad, and I love Hallmark May movies!
Hey, it's Panda, and I like Hallmark May movies!
I'm Dan, and I want to be very, very upfront with you. I do love gluten, but I despise Hallmark May movies, and this is the
Deck the Hallmark podcast!
What?
That's a new thing.
It's good, I like it.
Oh yeah!
Snap. That's that good. Good.
That is that good. Good. How's the Wagoo doing?
Doing great, man.
Yes, how's it going?
Doing great. This is the last week of school for us.
Wow!
It's pretty much smooth sailing.
Summer
from here.
Vacation is here, and we're happy.
It's
I'm going to ride my bike.
I'm going to eat some lemonade.
Eat some lemonade.
And then I'm going to have a sucky pop.
And I'm going to go to a parade.
Gonna go to an arcade.
Gonna bowl.
Gonna swim.
Gonna go to late night bowl.
Gonna go to Waffle House after that.
Gonna go look at straight at the lasers at the late night bowl.
Summer.
Gonna request jars of clay at the late night bowl. Yep.
Man, that one guy was stuck on the late night bowl. I don't know if you heard that.
It was great, though.
He was stuck on
it. It was the anthem of our time. I really think.
How great was late night bowl? Cosmic bowling? Cosmic are you kidding me? Amazing.
And you could cosmic bowl anytime. People said you couldn't do it until after midnight. You could do it anytime.
Anytime.
That's what they didn't tell you.
Yep.
Anytime. There's no windows in a bowling alley.
No.
Anytime you want.
Why are there no windows in a bowling alley?
Well, just in case the strip club wants to move in after right. After hours.
Well, also, think about how dangerous it is.
You don't
have
that
glass.
Cigarette smoke getting into the glass.
No, that's good. Well, then if the ball goes awry.
How awry are we talking?
Oh, it's happened.
Super awry.
Classic loss, yeah.
Classic loss?
Glass o'clock.
You did not say glass o'clock.
I know I did. I said glass o'clock. So things are great.
Things are great.
One of us is on drugs.
Yes.
Yep. That's
and
true.
We want you to guess by the end of the
and by
week.
It's pain medicine, to be clear.
Yeah, pain medicine. Legal prescribed drugs. One of us is on them. We're not going to tell you who.
Glass of claws.
Glass of claws. Keep that in mind. Keep late night bowling in your head when you make that decision.
Because I got you know how bowling's been pretty stale? For generations.
Yeah. Hear me out. Black lights? Okay. Is that
lasers?
Lasers? What about like stars and stuff?
I think yes. And then add music.
Oh.
Loud music.
But no, our sport is quiet. It's like golf. It's quiet. Hush, hush. Respect.
Not after midnight.
What?
I great. Love it.
In Titusville, Florida, on Wednesday night, it was Christian Cosmic Bowling.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that because you do the church, the youth group, and then youth you go group, to the Cosmic
then
Bowling?
Then you go Cosmic Bowling.
That makes sense.
That was at like 9 o'clock.
How many lives do you think have been saved through Cosmic Bowling?
So many.
I
imagine bowling a ball to Cutlass while
oh my gosh.
While you're getting a strike.
It's pretty much the Billy Graham of sports.
Yeah. But it gets dangerous because you go back and you
Cosmic
start going.
Bowling is the Billy Graham of sports.
Yeah,
all
I
right.
said it.
All right, okay,
I like
I'm
that.
Just
but imagine
here.
It gets dangerous because, and this is why there's no windows again. Is you go back and then it's like throw up your rock fist, and then you go.
You got to throw up your rock fist,
and then the ball's gone.
There's no way.
That's why there's no glass right there.
No glass.
It's glass of
cloth.
Yeah,
it's a glass of cloth. Yeah. A glass of vest. Hey guys, can I ask you this? How's your weekend?
Oh,
so great, Brand.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. It was like 100 degrees outside all weekend here. I think it snowed in Denver. So global warming isn't a thing. That's good.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Reassured.
No, it's not.
Good gracious. It was so hot out.
Well, we took all the heat from everywhere else. There was no heat left.
We
took it all. The South Carolina straw man was like,
we
give
so every
heat.
State has a straw man.
Yeah,
is what
and
you're
South
saying.
Carolina straw man won out.
What's like also it. Interesting is he makes really bad arguments as well.
He does. It's both and. It's
both
and.
And.
He sucks all the air, cold or hot.
And then he sits there
and
goes,
like, this weather happened because of elves.
I think it's ironic that that straw man.
If North Carolina had better barbecue sauce, they'd have better weather.
I don't know if that's a valid argument.
Yes, it is. I'm straw man.
What type of argument would you call that?
Straw man.
Best part of the weekend for I think all of us was watching Romance to the Rescue.
How could it not be?
May 20th.
Laptop screen director's cut. It doesn't get any better than that. It
doesn't get any better than that. That's exactly right. May 21st, 2022 is when that movie first graced our television sets across the country. And it went a little something like this. So the movie kicks off with a girl named Kyra. Kyra Banks.
Kira.
Oh, is it Kira?
Kira, yeah. That's a great joke, though.
Dang it. She's very goal-oriented. Would you say that, boys?
Yeah, I'd say more she's goals, goal-oriented,
yeah.
Her current goal, get a job at a grocery store, which she does.
Shoot for the stars, Kira.
It has nothing to do with the fact that people don't want to work anymore, except for her. They're thrilled to have her. She gets employee of the month, another goal, and then she gets promoted to buyer, another goal. Another goal of hers is to find the perfect partner, but she has a strict list such as don't be the worst person and also be gluten-free. So I'm double off that list. Yeah. She introduces herself to the new store manager. He's gluten-free. What? So he's a Big Dog fan and her...
Big Dog movie of the week?
Big Dog movie of the week. That's exactly right.
I thought we were only going two wolves.
No, three.
Three wolves.
We talked
time.
About it in show prep.
Who you let must, the dogs must be out?
On the drugs.
I might be on the drugs. You never know. You'll never guess.
Who's on the drugs? So he's a Big Dog fan. And her friend speaks up and is like, Kira has a great dog that is agility trained. So thanks, pal. The manager is like, you should enter him in the competition and impress some dog food people. He got us sometimes. So she tries to find a dog that's agility trained. Turns out that's hard to do. And so she goes to a shelter. How hard can it be to train
tons
a dog?
Of just agility trained dogs.
How hard is it to train a dog that's from the shelter to be agility trained? She meets a fella named Kevin. Kevin gives her a lecture about how having a dog is hard work, like she's eight. He's very intense about it. Ultimately introduces her to a sweet little boy dog named Sam. Oh, you good boy. Who's a good boy, Sammy?
Oh,
who's
a good boy?
Who's a good boy?
I'm a good boy.
So she takes him home and he's a sweet boy, good boy, until he completely destroys her place when she leaves. So she asks Kevin to train Sam and he's like, I don't do that type of stuff. Here's a list of trainers. She checks in with all of them. They're all awful. And so Kevin finally says, you know what? How hard can it be? Let's do this thing. And boy, is he good at it and good looking. Am I right, boys?
Man, he is a looker.
Oh, Marcus Rosner?
Wow.
Whew.
You had a bad day. Take you one. Wasn't that Marcus Rosner?
No. That was Daniel Powder.
Ah,
not even in the ballpark.
They're both names. He starts training.
Last call.
He starts training. She starts liking, and I am enjoying. She finds out that Kevin's gluten-free. Can you believe this stuff?
Oh, Kevin! Man. We did it again! Come on! Run!
Mom!
No.
No.
It's so good. It's like I'm watching the movie all over again.
Gluten-free. anyway, he's gluten-free. And that Sam also likes gluten-free dog treats.
All right.
So Kevin comes up with an idea for a gluten-free dog food thing, the snackies. They decide to go into business together. They're going to call this sucker KK9. No, it's all above board, air boys. One K away from a bad day, am I right? Had a bad day. It all comes back.
If we make it, yeah, true.
No, we are playing 4D chess with Daniel Posner. What is it, David?
Powder. Not like Powder the movie with the white bald guy.
No, it's Powder with a T. It's almost like Potter, except it's Powder.
Harry.
Or like pewter.
Okay. But one day she comes home and Sam is clearly not doing well. So she calls Kevin and he helps her get him to the vet. Turns out he ate a chopstick. So it was a big old goof. It's just a goof.
It was a goof.
A big goof. So they go into business together. It's going to be big fun. They do the training. He's agile AF. Can I say that?
He is. Yeah.
Saw him live, by the way.
So good.
They were like doing flips and stuff. Crazy. It was wild.
Yeah. They require an 80-foot ceiling.
One guy had his guitar up at the ceiling. He would jump, strum it, that's right, and get back down.
But it's an 80-foot ceiling is what they require, which is weird because they only have like 300-400 people at their shows. So right, like the Georgia Dome felt big.
It did.
You know what I mean?
It did.
But it was worth it.
Worth it. So getting closer to the Agility-a-thon or whatever it's going to be called, and she is at the store one day, and I smell a misunderstanding from a mile away. I don't know about you boys.
Oh yeah,
what's that?
In the air.
Her rival coworker, who likes the boss from the beginning as well, basically calls her out like, I know what you're up to, you're just in this to get the boss to like you, and also I know you're a liar, blah blah blah, and guess who's listening to all of this stuff? It's Kevin walks out, and she's like, Kevin, wait, stop. Finally he stops, and he's like, listen, I heard I got all the understanding I need now, none of the misunderstandings, blah blah blah, where this is all good now. So it's time for the thing, Agility-a-thon. It's actually called Super Pups.
That's a movie, right?
Got yeah it. It's with the super buddies.
Super buddies. Yeah. That's right. With
Airbuds. Yeah, the little tiny Airbuds.
What's her name? Kim Cattrall. No.
Kimberly Sustad.
Kimberly Sustad. That's the one.
So it's time for her and Sam to do the agility running around. And Sam's like, no, I'm not doing this without Kevin. So he goes over, like, kind of pulls Kevin in, and they start running. And he won't go through the tube. And so then she crawls through, because that's something that happened earlier in the movie. He crawled through the tube. Anyway, she comes out and stands up, and they kiss. And she's like, I love you. And she kiss. And then there's lots of love going around there. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say that the dog treats are a big hit for no one. And that, my friends, was Romance to the Rescue.
We did it.
We did do it. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back here on
Zoc Doc.
What did you say, Panda?
He was going to say whatever I said clearly, because he started with Deck the Hallmark and switched straight over to ZocDoc.
All right.
Donut!
Guys, let's talk about Romance to the Rescue, the big pup movie of the week, big dog movie of the week.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
That was three.
Yeah, you did nothing.
I wasn't sure how many we would do.
I said three.
Who let the dogs out?
Who?
Five.
We never would do five, though, for the big dog movie.
Can
we
try it again?
With five?
Big dog movie of the week.
Who? Too many.
It's too many when you have to count it in your head after each one.
I think that's why Shaggy never made it.
Wasn't me. Shaggy. Shaggy didn't do Let the Dogs Out. That's Baja Man.
It's the Baja Man. How dare you? Take the rest of the day off.
Sully the Baja Man's good name.
No, Shaggy did it.
Not in a million years.
Wasn't him.
It wasn't him. What about the dog song? Wasn't me.
Do you think he let the dogs out, though?
He might have.
No.
Man, what a great song, though. Let's talk about this movie. Let's start with a hot take. Panda, what is your hot take this week? Let's tell the people that fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me tell you this, guys. This movie is, let's put it this way. It's not as bad as last week's train wreck of a movie. But the bar was pretty low last week, so I don't know if that's much of an improvement. There's just not enough dog. I got Sam, but I wanted more dogs. I was really excited about more pups. We don't have near enough pups. Also, just to be honest with you, Kira. I just don't think I connect with anyone whose ultimate goal in life is to work in a grocery store and to make like a product. I just feel like she's missing a few steps there. I don't know. Just maybe it's just where I'm at currently. If that's your big dream, I don't know. Didn't really resonate with the movie. I thought their relationship was pretty cute. I think Sam's adorable. And I love a good agility-a-thon. It's great. So It's a good movie. I really like it.
It was a good movie? You got the good movie from that? How?
I mean, it wasn't the best movie, but it wasn't bad. It's the better than some of the other. The whole
hot take, you're like, well, I mean, it's better. That's not a high bar. It's blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it was a good movie.
Yeah, but when you really think about it, like when you think about some of the other May movies we've had up till now, it hasn't been nearly as like, it couldn't have.
This is your really favorite May movie?
What are the other options, though?
Yeah, what are the other ones?
Cindy Busby, Chris Russell.
Yes.
Act My Way Back Into Shape. What was that movie called?
This movie's looking like an all-star based off of what we've had
so far. What was that one we did last week? What was that one? Natalie Hall in the Renaissance Road Trip Romance.
I'm telling you, this movie might be a masterpiece.
Those are the three,
May.
Right?
It's a May masterpiece.
May masterpiece.
May masterpiece. The most offensive part of this movie is that they took a dog whose real name is Nova, and they changed it to Sam for the movie. The dog's name was Nova. What a great name.
That's a great name.
It's a great name. And then you just name it Sam?
Yeah. Nova is a name that fits that dog.
Nova.
Yeah. The dog had those piercing eyes.
Just piercing.
Though. Yeah.
This movie's fine. I feel like we're getting a lot of dog so far this year. It's the year of the dog.
What's this, the third dog movie?
Second or third.
Yeah, it's up there.
Which feels like more than normal at the very least.
5 months into the year. Yeah.
It's a high ratio dog situation. I don't think it's probably my least favorite of the May movies. I was higher on the other two than you guys were, if anybody has forgotten that. But it's fine. There's a lot of like just weird gluten-free talk in this movie. A lot of weird list of like goals. So I don't know. The stakes really, really low for me at this one in particular. And I felt like it was offensive to agility dog owners, Dan.
Yeah. I'm offended on the behalf of grocery stores, on the behalf of agility dog trainers, and on the behalf of wheat as just an item that people eat on a regular basis. They take the gluten-free talk to a new level in this movie. The only saving grace of this movie, the only reason this movie is not in the bottom three for the year, because it isn't, because there's some actual real dogs out there. This is not the bottom three. The reason it's not the bottom three is because one of the first hurdles you have to clear in these movies is to care about the two leads. And I didn't really like the characters, but for some reason, Brooks and Rosner do work, in my opinion. And I cared about those two, even though the characters are not very well fleshed out and aren't written well. And the movie's an absolute train wreck mess. Make no mistake, an absolute dumpster fire of a movie will stay out of my bottom three. And I would guess by the end of October, we'll stay out of the dumpster fire category at the bottom of our rank.
Wow.
But not good at all by any stretch. What's wild is that nothing has equaled the bad of the first movie we watched of the year. That Jen Lilly movie.
Oh, it's so bad.
Oh, that's all timer.
It's all bad time.
I mean, it's
burn
all
it,
bad time.
Burn it down.
Burn it down.
Burn it down.
Set it for years.
It's time for all the feels. Panda?
I have one. So I really liked when, hold on.
Oh boy. You cast your votes, boys and girls.
I like when they're, when they're working on making the little dog biscuits. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was really good. I like that. Although there's a wait what in there too. We'll get to that a little bit later. I thought they were cute together at certain points. I thought that was fun.
The way that the kiss worked for me, worked like the way she crawled through and it was a callback and then came out and they went right into the old kisser.
You're a monster.
That didn't work for anyone else. No, I thought it was a cute. Well,
I thought he would be uncomfortable trying to squeeze through that. That seemed like my worst nightmare, being stuck in that thing.
You can't get stuck in it. It literally can move. Like you can pull it all together.
I can get stuck in it. I can make that happen.
I can get stuck in pretty much anything.
You're underestimating.
You guys could probably just pop out.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. You never know.
Dan?
Should we be acting more loopier? Just try to throw them off the scent a little bit?
Yeah, sure.
No real feels. I did think the kiss was a good kiss.
Yeah.
It was a really solid kiss these two. And like, I think both of these guys, like, they get the bit. I think Rosner should be in more stuff. I think that these two both portray vulnerability well, even though they're both of their characters, have backstories that make no sense, which we'll talk about later. They make zero sense at all, but both of them portray vulnerability well, and both of them, like, the kiss worked, but no real feels.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. With the way what here on
Deck the Hallmark.
Talk, talk.
We're back, everybody. We're talking about the Wait What's.
Romance to the Rescue.
And Romance to the Rescue. The Wait What's and Romance to the Rescue, to be exact. Put those two thoughts together. Let's start with you, Panda. Panda, what are you waiting? What are you wanting, Bao?
First of all, I just want to get this straight. Her goal was, her end goal on her chart was, I'm going to make a product that everyone wants. And in order to achieve that, she thinks that she needs to get a job stocking shelves and becoming a buyer. I don't know how to tell you this. There's a lot of people who make products without ever going through those steps. You don't need
that. You never have to wear the apron. It's
crazy.
You never
have to do that. That's shocking.
That was not her last step. Her last step was find a perfect partner.
Right, right.
I want to be clear.
Yes. That was wrong on that. her boss chooses a certain day to be gluten-free.
Yeah, I read that, and like, I could understand, like, that is the most absurd thing. First of all, we can do this whenever, but most people, if you're listening right now and you're not eating gluten, you're kidding yourself. You just are. Like, the stuff that's gluten-free probably has worse stuff in it for you anyway, unless you have like celiac disease or that it is actual thing where you can't eat gluten. If you're just not eating gluten because you think it's like bad for you or something, that's absurd.
Right.
But for somebody just to take a day off from gluten, not carbs, not a carb-free day, heard of that.
Sure, sure.
No gluten. Get out of here.
What is that? Well, I don't understand that. I just don't understand. I don't know why I was offended by this, and maybe I shouldn't have been. Maybe I'm taking it too seriously, but The Incredible Journey is one of the best movies she's ever seen. I like The Incredible Journey. I want to be very clear.
You've seen the 1963 Incredible Journey. This is not Homeward Bound. The original is just called The Incredible Journey.
That's not the one they're talking about, though, is it?
I'm pretty sure it is, because they never say Homeward Bound. Homeward Bound is made after a movie called The Incredible Journey about two dogs and a cat.
I did not know. I was talking about Homeward Bound.
1963.
Is it good?
It's the same.
It's the same, right.
It's terrible that a movie of that nature is someone's favorite.
His favorite. Like, listen, I loved Homeward Bound as a kid. It was the best movie I saw at the age of five.
Michael J. Fox. I mean, come on.
Listen, it's
amazing.
It's great. When he gets, my heart has never hurt more than when Sassy gets thrown into the water.
Well, I didn't care about.
What about when?
Well, and then the boxer.
What about when Shadow?
Yeah, that's tough.
Well, what about when Shadow falls in the hole?
Oh no,
Shadow,
that's all heartbreaking. There's not a good moment in that movie. Well, it's
the
heartbreaking.
End is pretty great.
Oh yeah, the end. Yeah. But my heart hurts the whole time. I thought the one when they're in San Francisco is pretty good too.
That's exactly right. Homeward Bound 2.
I don't know the subject. Don't
look. I don't either. That's it.
Okay. The attributes she was looking for, whatever. It's like you're basically looking for a dog at that point. And then the attributes he adds to it, he's like, these aren't good enough attributes to be looking for a guy. What? He doesn't really add any good attributes either. The list of people that things that she's looking for, it was a bad list. Bad list.
I do love that she has decided she wants to market a product. Like you touched on that. It's not just weird.
Yeah.
Not just that a list, she's making bad lists. It's not just that she fourth on that list is market a product after going to the grocery store. It's that I don't really care what the product is. Like I'm not passionate about like shoes or, vegetables. I just want to market a product.
Yes.
That's wild. It
doesn't make any sense.
It's crazy.
So Kev Boy does the deep dive into everyone's intentions in having a dog. That's easy to lie about. Like what?
Yeah.
So he sits everybody down and he says, what are your intentions with this dog?
That's right. What are your intentions with this?
What are your intentions with this dog here? That's not a hard. It's not a hard question to answer, and I feel like he's kidding himself there. So you know what I've never heard anyone say? give me more gluten-free food. It's delicious. Gluten-free food is trash. Tastes like garbage.
It's real bad.
And so you mean to tell me that dogs who will eat literally anything, there's a dog out there that says, no, give me the gluten-free treats. No way. No way, Jose. You're telling me a dog would rather eat a gluten-free treat than a treat with like beef or something in it?
Well, beef is gluten-free, Brian. I don't know if you, but your point is great.
Thank you.
I love my beef with gluten.
Yeah, me too, man.
It's a beef gluten combo.
It's a hot dog.
Beef gluten combo is a ska band. I've not seen them, but I hear live they're meh.
KK9 is a graffiti disaster waiting to happen. Guys, yes, it's a bad name. It's
real close.
You should never. Listen, you should never name your company something with two K's next to each other. Mm-hmm. You're asking for trouble.
Krispy Kreme's the only one to get away with it.
Yes, exactly.
And even then,
it's close.
It's
close. Yeah,
they
can
never do an abbreviation.
No. Huh.
Yeah, they're not going to call themselves KK Donuts.
No, KKD is what people used to call them.
And that's you don't do that. You don't do it anymore. You just say I want the crispy.
Towards the end of this movie, when her rival coworker is attacking her, does her rival coworker call her a keener?
I don't know.
Does he attack?
Is that her last name, Kira Keener?
Is it?
I don't know.
She's like, you're
that word, and I was like, that must be your last name.
Well, so I looked up Keener, and it's a word, which is a person who is extremely eager, zealous, or enthusiastic.
Maybe it is
a Keener. Which does like summarize her, but who are you? Who are you that when you're attacking someone, you say, you're a Keener? You might also be a Keener if you're throwing out that language. I'm just going to say that right now. Am I right?
Oh, that's a classic Keener.
Dano, you're a Keener.
I'm classic Keener. I have, to your point, I have never seen a group of individuals less inept at lying about dogs than the people that are in this movie. At the first time when they create the lie, where her friend comes over and is like, she's got a dog. And then they literally can't think of a single breed. They can't think of anything the dog does. And somehow the lie becomes, she's an agility trainer on the side. Just absurd. And then I don't know how anybody adopts a dog from Marcus Rosner. He is full Debbie Downer. Like, he's basically showing up being like, you don't want a dog. Like, that's how he starts. Furrowed brow. Who do you think you are? Here, we're not going to adopt any dogs today.
He's
not
being fired from every shelter.
I just don't get how that's in the realm of possibility. And then he says, well,
I would like a dog. Who do you think you are?
Yeah, that's right. I am. And then he's like, how much do you work? And she says 8 hours. And he puts 8 hour shift and like underlines it. Like, guys, I have two rescue dogs. And I treat them better than anybody that I know treats their dogs. It is okay to work an 8 hour shift and leave your dogs at home. I promise you, working an 8 hour shift is not a barrier between you and having a great relationship with your dog. In fact, that's pretty healthy. 8 hours? If you say you're gone for 15 hours a day, yeah, don't get a dog. 8 hours is the standard work day, right? That hasn't changed, has it? Everyone's gone for 8 hours a day, aren't they?
I wouldn't tell anyone this, but I haven't been in my classes in months.
Yeah. You're just skipping out.
Kids are just
you have a puppet amok up there, and you've got a tape recorder,
yep.
And you have somebody come in and hit play, and no one's figured it out.
My buddy,
it's animatronic. He spent a lot of money. It's set up to where it does the lecture.
Howdy, kids! But you still taught the lecture though. You voiced it.
Oh yeah.
Wow, that's a lot of work. That's more work than just teaching.
Yeah, I know, but it's been great for the past few weeks.
I guess.
Haven't even rolled.
Hi-de-ho, kids. Hi-de-ho. Do you know who I am? I'm Mr. Panda. Don't ask why I'm doing a voice today. I know I haven't done it all year.
Look at
like to know about Jesus. Look at my arms. This is how they are. Most people might think that you are an animatronic, by the way you clap.
That's true. But if you had an animatronic that programmed in an arm bit, that would convince
them. That would convince them. Mr. Panda.
It's got to be Mr. Panda. There's no way around it.
If you don't believe it's me, here's my clapper.
Do you believe it now? And everybody's like, yeah, it must be him. I'm going to get back to it.
Who else would do that?
Uh, It's not weird that you make your own gluten-free snacks and bars. It's not weird that you do that, because if you're gluten-free and you have like an actual disease that means you can't eat gluten, a little bit is the same as a lot. So you would make those. It is weird that you individually wrap them like they're for resale. It is very weird that you do that. She has bars that looks like she bought at the store. Turns out she's designed a wrapper for her, each and every one of her bars.
New M.
Get that gluten out of here.
New M.
All right, everybody, I'm going to drop a few rhymes. It's going to make you happy because I got a few limes. Going to squeeze them in my drink. Going to drink them real fast. And then it's never really ever going to last.
New
Life
M.
is just a vapor, friend. It goes up and then it ends. One day you will realize that all of life is meaningless.
It's his, Boy, that's his best rap of all time.
Did you like, he sounded like he worked on that like beforehand. Did he have that in the chamber? Was he like a pen to paper just scribing it down?
No.
Nothing about gluten in there, which is not where I thought it was going. Thing.
Maybe but, that's after he had.
He's been reading some Nietzsche over there. He's been
full M's been experimenting with
Nietzsche. Your girlfriend was hot like me.
All right. Okay, if you say so. They go to a dog park where you let you get your dog off the leash and let him just run wild. This one is
to
one of
Judge
those,
Jerry about that.
One of those super secure dog parks with a picket fence. You know, I don't know if you know this, but most dogs aren't like Sam or Nova that will come back on command. Most dogs see a picket fence and they're going to explore on the outside of that picket fence and may even decide to take a little jaunt on their own. Dog parks typically have barriers around them. You can't just go to a park and say, this is a dog park. That's not how it works. She gives a full declaration of love to Marcus Rosner. He says nothing. Not a thing. She's like a full, I love you, blah, blah, blah. He doesn't move, doesn't blink. It's like somebody put him on pause. It's like Zach Morris called timeout. He is not moving. It doesn't make any sense. I have to say this, even though we talked about not saying, we watched a director's cut of this movie that was an hour and 30 minutes long. So this may have been taken out for the people that watched it on Saturday.
I hope not.
When Mark meets Kevin for the, when he comes over to the house and meets Kevin and he's like, I'll stay here and watch the dog so you guys can go on a date. And he's like, oh, this is the Kevin and the trainer and blah, blah, blah. He acts like he's never met him before. He met him earlier in the movie. Yeah. Kevin comes to the grocery store and talks to her right in front of Mark's face. Mark has already met Kevin. And then like 20 minutes later, Mark shows up and is like, so this is Kevin. Nice to meet you. No, he's already met him. We can't act like that didn't ever happen. And then lastly, this is one of the worst performances in dog agility history. And I do want to get that on record. Like,
so are you blaming Sam? You're saying Sam's not good at agility?
I'm saying, well, I think the goal was them saying that Andrea Brooks couldn't pull it off to just make her an agility trained dog in that amount of time.
Jump! Jump!
Yeah, that's right.
Jump!
Yeah, maybe if you chant for the dog, it'll work.
Dogs love a good chant.
Yeah, they love a good chant.
They do.
It's time for What the Hallmark is part of the show. We wonder what could have been. Maybe having some clarity which we still have.
You got it.
Panda?
I have a theory.
All right, let's hear it.
That Michael Rosner actually does not like dogs.
And when you say Michael Rosner, I mean Marcus Rosner.
Yeah.
Marcus Rosner.
Yep, that's the guy.
Michael, his brother, big dog fan, and we know
really?
It.
Really? Yeah. Equally. Yeah, absolutely. Marcus Rosner. Not a fan of dogs in this movie. I would actually suggest that he is anti-dog. You never see him hang out with dogs, really, outside of Sam. And then he just doesn't seem like he's really a big fan of it. So I just that's just my theory. And then the follow-up thing is, what was she doing before to afford the house that she was living in? That's a very nice house.
Baller house.
But
she had a different goal sheet.
Different
goals. It was all just MLMs. Start my own MLM. Be at the top of the pyramid. Earn passive income. Set a new life goal to work in a grocery store. Dollar sign question mark. It doesn't matter. The pay doesn't matter at that point, right?
That's right. That's right. I mean, I do want to know, obviously, about K-9-9.
KK-9, you mean?
What did I say?
You said K-9-9.
That's a better name.
It is a better name.
KK-9. I do want to know about that and how it does. I appreciated that even though they were broken up.
Broken?
Broken up or, like, you know, going their separate ways, she still brought the branded KK9 treats because that's the name. They agreed on it. There's nothing they can do there. Just want to know how it goes. Dan?
There are three. They do a montage of three terrible dog trainers, and I would love to know how all three of those people got into dog training. They decided to just go for broke and make them all ridiculous. One of them's like military. One of them's just a dude that howls, and the other one's a woman who's like, what is she doing? Does she have like a ribbon or something? I don't remember what she's doing.
She's got a ribbon.
But like all three of them are so far removed from actual dog training as to be funny, but if these are characters, like what are their motivations? Like how did they get to that point? How did this guy go from being in the actual army to just doing this on the side and thinking that it works? That's what mine is. That's all I got.
There you go. Fair enough. We did it, everybody. Congratulations. It's time for the Double Decker of the Week. It's the part of the show we talk about somebody who has signed up for Brainwave Gym Plus, which you can do as well, and painted us a deep dive. Who do we have today, Dan?
We have Victoria Hindman.
Whoa!
Victoria Hindman.
About time.
Victoria's awesome.
Yeah, she is.
She's so good. She's just top shelf. One of the things that she does, she's an expert at Hi-Ho Cheerio.
The board game?
No, Dan.
Okay.
She's an expert at Hi-Ho Cheerio. It's a different game of sorts. She takes Cheerios and then just runs along the street and just throws them at people while saying hi. It's a lot of fun.
Where's
for her.
The hoe come in?
She's dressed as Santa at the same time.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there it is.
Good, and so the person who does it the most up and down the street wins.
What do you mean, does it just most cars? Or do they have to get a wave back?
You got to get a wave back.
How many people are
judging this? Is it an honor system?
No. Okay. There's a full system, Dan.
Okay, good.
It's the Hi-Ho Cheerio judges.
Hi-Ho
Cheerio.
We're the judges. What's your question?
Cheerio.
What's your question?
Hey, well, how does this work?
Cheerio.
Does that answer it?
Yeah, it sure does. Thank you.
Who are you?
Well, I'm Panda. There's some things I can find on the Google.
God bless.
Cheerio.
We'll be back tomorrow with Dr. Life from Uncorked. Very excited about that. Baiting back on Thursday.
What did you just say?
Deck the Lifetime Uncorked.
Deck the Lifetime Uncorked.
Then on Thursday, we'll be back with When Calls the Heart.
Of course we will.
Season 6 finale.
The big
Until
dog.
Then, may we be the first to wish you a
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in, Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com.
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here at the studio. Feel free to listen. Feel free to turn it off, whatever you want to. But either way, thanks so much for your support.